For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Jack Sacco's telling of his father's World War II service is a story replete with honor and horror. In Where the Birds Never Sing, Sacco details Joe Sacco's time with the 92nd Signal Battalion and General George Patton's 3rd Army as Allied forces pushed through France and Germany. But it was Joe's arrival at Dachau in 1945 that left an indelible mark on both father and son.
It is only in acknowledging the Holocaust and what people went through and the great accomplishments of the American soldiers. They all go hand in hand because, you know, as we talked about, the Holocaust ended the minute these soldiers walked through that gate. When you acknowledge all that, then you're able to understand humanity better and to prevent this type of thing from happening again.
That's Pulitzer Prize-nominated author Jack Sacco, who spoke at Texas Tech recently. His 2004 book is the story of a young soldier from Alabama who had a front row seat to the Allied forces fight against Nazi Germany. It's written in first person through the eyes of his father, who served in the Army for 3 years in the 1940s. Back home after the war and married, Joe told young Jack plenty of war stories. Some were humorous about fun escapades with fellow soldiers, and there were plenty of stories about combat, war memorabilia, and medals Joe had earned. But in 1968, when Jack was 12, his father told him a different sort of story.
My mother was in the room with us, and usually it was just the two of us, and we would talk about. So he told me, I'm going to show you something that happened during the war. And I said, okay. And he looked very serious, and usually he didn't look that serious. And he said, and he had a little photo album in his hand. He said, this happened at a concentration camp. I said, what's a concentration camp? I'd never heard of it. And he said, well, the Nazis were killing people there, but we made them stop.
Dachau was liberated in April 1944, but the scene his father saw revealed man's inhumanity to man. The first thing that struck Sacco's group of soldiers was an overwhelmingly foul smell.
The infantrymen weren't laughing. They were just looking down, and one of my father's buddies said, what is this place anyway? The infantryman said, welcome to hell. And they looked around and saw bodies everywhere, beaten, starved, stabbed, shot, decapitated, everywhere. Thousands of people dead. And the Nazis, the SS, were trying to kill them all before the Americans got there. They didn't want witnesses. They didn't want anybody left.
Jack said his father then showed him a photo album filled with images he and others had taken inside Dachau, including one in which scores of bodies were stacked inside a rail car. One mother had died while breastfeeding her young child. Some soldiers got physically sick from seeing the carnage.
He told me, he said, I'm showing you these pictures for a couple of reasons. One is that you need to know what happened. He said, another one is that at some point in your life, somebody's going to try to tell you that this did not happen. He said, but it did happen. I was there and I saw it.
His father was right, Sacco says. On multiple occasions, people have come up to him to say the Holocaust never happened. According to a recent survey commissioned by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, Holocaust denial is rare in the United States, with 96% responding that the genocide happened. About 6 million European Jews were systematically murdered by the Nazis. In the same survey, 31% of 1,350 Americans believed that 2 million or fewer were killed in the Holocaust. And 52% incorrectly think Hitler came to power through force. Sacco says those who witnessed the Holocaust's atrocities and its survivors must keep telling their stories.
Power of a story is in the telling of the story. That's how people know what happened. Somebody has to tell the story. It's a very important part of the process. That's how it gains its power, and that's how it affects people and lives. Otherwise, it's lost.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.